can help you out. Tell you who to start at QB, make you the king of fantasy. Check out the matchups. Now use all the experts and our tools at the FanDuel Manual. The Manual.
Welcome back to week 5 of the FanDuel Manual. I am your host, Brendan Barnett. With me, as always, is Doug Hayes and Chris Cowan. Say hello, gentlemen.
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
All right, gentlemen. It is week 5. We want to just say thanks, first of all, to anyone who's listening and all the responses we've got. We've got a couple really, really good emails this week. Doug, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so we've had through our website, we've had emails through Facebook. It's just good to see people interacting and know that people are listening to our show. Brendan and I had a college radio show, and we were pretty sure nobody was listening to it.
Well, it wasn't that nobody was listening. Well, it was that, but it was also that it was like a little station that was broadcast. You had to be, your car had to be like within the block, a block radius.
That's true.
Or you had to be in the dorms that were across the street to get this show. It was just, nobody was capable of listening to it. Plus, I think we had like the, what do we have? Like the 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock slot? Or something
like 11 to 2 a.m. slot. We were, so they had all these rules about like how you're supposed to do radio shows, and we tried to break every one of them. We forgot that you can't cuss all the time on there.
We tried to break them. We broke every rule, man.
We brought in liquor. We tried to do a Howard Stern thing and bring girls in there and stuff. And we had like one guy that's like the manager of the station across the hallway that was like constantly on alert because we were like breaking all the rules and doing stupid shit. But now, a podcast, we can do whatever the hell we want. This is great.
Man, I remember we did a whole podcast on mute on accident.
the whole radio show was on
which
mute.
Which was good, because we would have gotten big trouble for that one. We did another one like where we brought in our backpacks that were full of 40s, and we tried to give away tickets to a show. They were like, yeah, if you guys want, you can give away tickets to this. We have some free tickets to give away. I was like, oh, well, that's really cool that we have that. Two things happened on that show. One, we actually got a call, and this little, like, red alarm siren starts going off, but none of us knew how to fucking answer the call.
It's just going, we were like, oh, we have a caller. We have a caller, and no idea how to answer the phone at all.
And then the other thing was the tickets that they gave us were to a college play. Our show was at like midnight. The play started at 11 p.m.
It started at like 8 p.m. It was gone. The thing was over.
It was already over?
Yeah.
It was like they were giving away a memorial to this play.
It's good times, but I am very glad we now have Chris on the show. One, because he's awesome and fun, but it just is fun doing the podcast because we're like best friends. This is the main reason we started the podcast, is so that we can talk to each other every week. As you can probably tell, a lot of the time we just talk shit about God knows what. But it's mostly so we can talk to our best friends and win some money on FanDuel.
Just a reminder to people, too. Like, we, like Doug said, one of the reasons we do this is just to kind of hang out and talk. Reason being, Doug, you are in Colorado. All Brendan right. In Florida, and I am in the Boston area. So we try to get together at least a few times a year and have the best time ever. But this is kind of what the football season does for us. It kind of brings us together on a schedule every Thursday night. So it's pretty cool for us.
Yeah, and if we were like hanging out together this weekend, we'd be talking about football too, because we love football and we love hanging out and talking about it. So best of both worlds.
What else do you think we would be talking about if we were in person, though?
Ebola.
Probably Ebola.
Ebola virus.
Obama, Ebola, same thing.
Barack Ebola.
Barack Ebola. Surprised they haven't blamed that on Obama.
I don't know if you guys remember when we came up with this idea to do this podcast. I remember when it was.
When was it?
Surprised you remember anything.
Yeah. Hippie.
Well, we were in Fort Lauderdale for a bachelor party, and we were talking about how we were like, you know what? We always do a weekly call just to talk shit and talk football. Like, why don't we just record it and just make it into a podcast? Really? I don't.
Yeah, that was. Remember, you guys were trying like fake podcasts, and Mark was trying it, and like trying to
That was the night.
Yeah, trying to do radio voices. Oh, you guys just tweaking on Ritalin?
No.
No.
Edit.
All right, let's let the peeps in on some football knowledge.
All right, so this week...
Put the pizza in.
I'm not that good at street lingo, Chris. Come on. Cut me some slack.
We're also not good at podcast intros.
Let's throw some pizza at the kids and get into some football.
You know what I mean? Word up.
So this week on bye is is Miami and Oakland. And Green Bay and Minnesota are playing right now, so we're not talking about those teams. I do want to give Chris some props, which I think people are still saying. So Chris, I want to give you mad props because you won the week 4 expert FanDuel challenge.
Yeah, good team, man. You had a good team.
Thanks, guys.
You did. Your team was nasty. Steve Smith, who I think you and I had. Doug, did you have him?
Yeah, it's the. Well, not in the podcast one, but I definitely. The good thing is, I even the experts, as we don't tell each other who we're picking during this podcast. So this is the first time we're hearing each of the other person's teams and. I got to tell you, every week, there's a couple good ones that you guys suggest that I throw in my leagues. I don't just say, like, oh, I thought this was great. I listen to you guys, and then I throw them in there, and Steve Smith was one of them.
Yeah, he did fucking awesome last week.
Yeah.
I had Andrew Luck, who went off. Let's that was see.
Awesome.
Chris, you had Keenan Allen and Martellus Bennett, who both went off. You also chose the Miami Dolphins, which
was a
solid pick.
We made fun of you for that, and we had the Steelers. Ugh.
It's like I had the steel, you know what I mean?
Do you know in my regular fantasy league, I picked up the Atlanta Falcons in both of my like just random fantasy football leagues, and they scored -10 points. I don't even know how that's possible with the defense.
Or against the Vikings.
-10? That is fucking crazy.
I don't think that's possible.
The FanDuel defensive point format.
Yeah, that could be a good idea. I think it's very random, to be honest with you, unless there's like some obvious one that, like if it's like Seattle versus the Raiders, it's very random. It's like punt returns, punt blocks, like the Eagles, they didn't even win the game, but their defense had scored so many points.
For as random as it is, it still gets in your head a little bit.
It does, because if you get 3 points, you're like, oh, God.
Yeah, but I mean, even when you're picking them, like, I stare at the defenses for a few minutes before I pull the trigger.
Yeah.
I had the toughest time this week at tight end. I just could not figure out a tight end to play.
There's no trustworthy tight ends. I think it's Jimmy Graham, and that's it. Or maybe it's Delanie Walker, but...
I think Julius is a bit more trustworthy than even Jimmy at this point.
Yeah, maybe.
I agree. Well, hold on. Hold on, gentlemen. Let's start.
let's just jump to kickers, and then we'll end it.
let's go straight to kickers. Have a good night. Let's
start at the top. At quarterback, the top... First of all...
Sorry.
Yeah.
If you don't mind... how's our theme song going? Same theme song as last year?
It's the same one. Talk
to your brother-in-law, dude.
I will. And if we can't get him to get on the ball with that, I have a suggestion.
Well, if you're going to sing a song, I want you to sing a song.
Right,
I don't want you to say it.
I
want to
hear it right now.
You want me to say it or sing it?
I want you to sing it with passion.
I will give you a clue with a little bit of a tune here, and you guys
tell
me what it is. Married to Nick Cannon.
Not married to her anymore.
Well, right now, I think paperwork wise, they're still married.
Paperwork wise?
Sweet. Is that the Sweet Fantasy song?
Fantasy, you got it.
Yeah, but how the hell can anyone sing that?
We just played a fucking song that exists already.
That's what you want as our opening song? Why don't we just talk about going to Tory Burch at the beginning of our show?
Let's get Mark to make us a new one, man.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Our backup move.
Or we'll just play a random Mariah Carey song.
Tell him if he can... ask him if he can remake that All About the Bass song into a fantasy football song.
Or we can just go with a Dream Lover.
not getting what I'm saying.
All About That Bass, that would be hilarious if you can rip that up. We do need a new one. We'll talk to him. I do like our current one, but we need a new one.
All right. I agree. Let's get on that.
Motion to second.
I second.
Yeah.
All right. All right, we're good. We'll get a new one.
Cool. So next week, everyone, you should be hearing a new song. Also, feel free to check us out and like our Facebook page. We've been getting so many cool responses on there. Doug, I think you put up the Simba.
Yeah, the Raiders stupid thing.
Yeah, Lion King.
Oh, I love watching the Raiders struggle. I mean, growing up a Broncos fan, you just hate the Raiders. I hate it that they're so bad because it's like the rivalry completely is dead. Back in the day, that was like the number one rivalry, but the Raiders didn't hold up their end of the bargain, man. You can't have a rivalry when one team shouldn't even be in the league. It's the truth.
I agree. I feel like I'm really hoping that Chris's team bounces back because that's a good rivalry too.
Guys, we're 100 fans away from having 7,000 fans on Facebook.
I know. I want to get to 7,000 real bad.
Keep it up.
7,000 fans on this podcast. 7,000 lovers in my whole life.
What?
Yeah, me and Wilt Chamberlain.
Chamberlain?
Chamberlain.
He's a different guy. Chamberlain had 10,000. I think you're thinking of the basketball player.
You're right.
I'm thinking about my really, really smooth next door neighbor when I was in college.
What was his first name?
Wilt.
I couldn't come up with it. Wilt Chamberlain.
Called him Wilt the Stilt.
Terrible, terrible short basketball player.
I thought you were going to say something like Andy. Andy Chamberlain.
Will Chamberlain.
Oh, enough about Chamberlain. You guys got it, QB.
Let's talk about quarterbacks.
Hey, I'll be back in a minute, guys.
Oh, no.
Go make a drink. All right, so Doug.
Yes.
Top projected quarterbacks are Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, and Andrew Luck. As far as fantasy points are concerned, I don't think that's any surprise. There is a huge difference, though, when you look at value this week, because some of the guys who are projected kind of in that mid-range who are real cheap, the list goes Kyle Orton, who's going up against Detroit, Mike Glennon, who actually had a solid game, bounce-back game from that Falcons game, going up against New Orleans, and then Ryan Fitzpatrick. So it's like there's not even like any kind of overlap.
Right. I thought it was a weird week, and like, here's my problem: is 4 weeks in a row, my top dollar person has not performed very well. I had Drew Brees last week. I had AJ Green. I had I don't know. I can't think back to the first 2 weeks. LeSean McCoy and Jamal Charles. Like, it just is not working out. So you'll see my team is much more balanced this week.
I kind of took that same approach.
And
I did spend big money on a one wide receiver.
All right. Well, so even though I really don't like this guy, I think a lot of people do. I don't know. You tell me how you feel, and we'll ask Chris when he comes back. But do you guys like Russell Wilson?
I like him enough that I took him this week.
I took Russell Wilson. So I think he's very schmarmy. He's gotten success very early in his career, mostly because of his defense. I think he's good, but I think a lot of quarterbacks could have won the Super Bowl with that team. But what really annoyed me is, it's probably just because I'm a Broncos fan, but when they came back, he said, I was kind of hoping they would score because I was excited to win in overtime. Like, he just seems so schmarmy to me.
You watched after that?
Yeah, I watched with his conference because I was watching SportsCenter.
Because you like to torture yourself.
No, I just was, I don't know. It was on every channel next day.
My point is,
Chris, are you back?
Yep.
What do you think of Russell Wilson, not the football player, just as a person?
Seems like a real go-getter.
So positive. I think he's so schmarmy. I can't handle him. He's been handed a perfect team, and now he thinks he's so awesome.
Listen, I like the way he plays. He plays like also in that it seems like that college style, like football like scheme, and he can run. We've seen that he can run, but when he does run, the difference between him and a running quarterback is that he's looking to make a play. He's not looking to try to get an extra 5 or 6 yards. He's trying to all right, this is a broken play. I've got a way. Like, I've got a chance to make a big play out of this.
I just think it's insulting that Brady's struggling with this team that has no help, and here Wilson is just thriving with this team that's fully loaded. And so, I mean, I think some people would be like, Wilson is better than Brady at this point in his career, which is not true. If you put Brady there, he'd destroy everyone. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Wilson. Having said that, I chose Russell Wilson.
Oh, God.
Because of the matchup against
Washington. I'm like, why are we talking about him? What happened?
I chose Russell Wilson, too, because Eli Manning made Washington look susceptible. Like,
yeah.
He's got Washington this week. Like, if Eli Manning is totally suspect lately, and he looked like he was back.
He looked like the old Eli.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what Russell Wilson, who has way more of a threat, you know, he's just so much of a better multifaceted quarterback than Eli is. So I feel like he's a great option to score a ton of points this week.
One more point for you guys, choosing Russell Wilson, also coming off a bye week, which is always helpful.
Mm-hmm. And the Redskins just look like they're ready to give up.
Who do you got, Chris?
You mean Washington. I don't think you can call them that other name anymore, Doug.
Yeah, Doug. What
Washington
the hell?
Washington. Oh, sorry.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Washington Red Faces.
Such
red
a
faces.
Fucking asshole.
Washington
oh, my
Red
God.
Faces. Sorry.
Jeez, why don't you just call them the Blue Faces?
I don't know what that means.
I went with Mike Lennon, guys.
I heard the Chiefs are getting a little bit of heat also.
The Chiefs?
No. What? Because of the whole thing. I think Florida State, Kansas City, but the whole thing is it says red skin. It's like saying black skin or white skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's not okay.
Is it because they're sunburned?
South Park just did a show on that whole thing, their last episode.
It was pretty funny. It was stupid.
Oh.
Brandon. No, the South Park show is great. The whole thing, I think, is so...
Oh.
It's a little ridiculous.
I think my mic's breaking up because I think Chris said he chose Mike Lennon.
No,
yeah,
that could, can't be.
I did.
You did? For real?
I went there, yeah.
He's the second best value. New Orleans defense is the 31st rated against QBs.
God, they look awful.
Is your mic working yet, Doug?
Glennon looked nice last week. I mean, I thought he threw a couple touchdown passes. He looked good.
Why are you so gay for him? He looks so nice.
Because my roommates are Tampa Bay fans, and it's like really sad to come home to sad house.
Sad house.
Glennon had a good year last year, guys.
Yeah.
And he did good against Pittsburgh, and he has a nice little rapport with Vincent Jackson and a couple other guys. And he can hang against a bad Saints defense, especially for that money. I don't love the guy, but for that money, I like him a lot.
And if New Orleans starts scoring a ton, he's going to be throwing it a lot.
Yeah, he's only 61, hon, Joe.
61?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good steal.
The rest of Chris's team is going to be stacked.
Oh.
Especially
actually,
the back.
Actually, I want to thank your team for a QB
like that.
Did you think about Russell Wilson at all?
Yep. I did. And I thought about how smarmy he is, and I wouldn't pick him.
Thank you, Chris.
I just wanted them to score so we could go to overtime, and then I could just destroy people. I'm so awesome.
Do you hate Derek Jeter, too?
I don't care for Derek Jeter.
Yeah, he's boring.
I liked his Gatorade commercial.
I think the Gatorade commercial is so overrated.
Oh, God. You're a Boston Redskins. Or Boston.
Whoa! Too soon, bro.
Actually, the Red Sox name is getting banned as well for racial reasons.
It's true. Yeah.
They don't call our Sox red anymore. Bro, it's 2014.
But the White Sox, what name is getting a promotion? That's right.
Yeah, that was we got to edit that out.
Too sensitive.
So, the top running backs, it's not a surprise as far as fantasy points are concerned. Le'Veon Bell, LeSean McCoy, and Matt Forte. A little different.
Is a little surprise with McCoy. I can't believe. I don't know. It's like, how many weeks in a row do they have to keep him at that price before he actually does it?
It's his name.
I know.
It's his name.
I don't know.
Well, in that offense.
Maybe. I mean, that offense had like 80 yards last week.
Well, anyway, the values are the same. So it's the same players in the same order. This week I went with, I just talked a little bit about Eli. Eli scares the shit out of me, but I went with the Giants running back and Rashard Jennings. Rashard? What is his name? Rashard Jennings.
Uh-huh.
There's no R on it. It's Rashard.
Rashard
Jennings. The Falcons D has allowed like the most fantasy points to running backs. They've allowed 8 touchdowns this season. And even though Eli's Giants scare the shit out of me, Jennings is easily their feature back. They look to run it like it's when they're in the red zone, they're looking to run the ball.
I kind of think the Giants are good. I don't know why. I think they might be actually good.
They do this every year. They look so bad, and then they are fighting for the Super Bowl.
But once they start getting that like pressure on the quarterback, the team is, I don't know. I think that they're better than people think.
So just to speak to Jennings, first of all, I think it's a great pick, Brendan. And also, I do have to give a small little shout-out to Larry Crawford, who texted me and pleaded that we mention Rashard Jennings as a steal. He's never felt so passionately about a running back in fantasy football this week.
Whoa. Well, that's good news.
Because how come he texted you and not me?
I don't know.
What a weirdo. Who else you got, B?
I also went with Ahmad Bradshaw.
Ooh.
I was doing some research on
here comes the downfall.
Second place locked
no.
up.
So I was looking at it and I looked at this and I was like, I don't think this helps, but Trent Richardson is in the top 5 for most attempts by running backs. But he
you went with the other guy.
Hold on. Hear me out.
Okay.
I've watched him play. He has 47 total yards. He's in the top 5 rushing attempts. He has 47 total yards. How long before they just say, "What are we doing? This Ahmad Bradshaw guy is killing it." Ahmad Bradshaw has 4 touchdowns. They're all receiving, but I just feel like he fits exactly what Indy's trying to do. He's a better running back. I think Trent Richardson is done. Yeah, I just feel like I understand when I looked at that, I was like, how are they still beating the ball to Trent Richardson? He's so bad. Like, I know they're at home this week.
Might mean the offensive line is not good at running.
Well, good, because he's the dump-off guy, and he's great at it.
All right.
Baltimore is very good against the run and not so good against the pass. Yeah. So.
Silence.
You also get half a point per reception. So I love Ahmad Bradshaw, and he is less. He's 6,600 this week. Like, still not creeping up as far as cost.
Chris, who you got? I know you got lots of money now.
I get. Sadly, I have Gio Bernard against my Patriots.
I looked at him a lot.
Not
New England.
Quit.
I just Google image Gio Bernard.
All day. I went a different direction.
Pretty obvious reasons for Bernard. Patriots defense, don't really know what we're getting right now. Jamal Charles had a really good day against them. There's a lot of holes right now. I don't want to get too into my New England Patriots depression, but Bernard's going to see the ball as a runner and as a pass catcher. So I think he's good for, a lot of touches and pretty high probability of getting in the end zone.
Kind of same styles as Charles, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right. Tough to cover. Tough to defend.
Yep.
Speaking of Charles, he had a pretty good game last week. Do you think he's going to have another good game?
Probably. Well, not against San Francisco, I don't think. But I was very impressed by Charles. He looked completely healthy and looked like the old Jamal Charles.
Yep. They even had, like, even, I don't know, seemed like you could run all day against that team.
Chris, who else you got?
I also took Le'Veon Bell at Jacksonville. Jacksonville, they are who they are. Defense is not terrible, especially against the run, but because they're so poor against the pass, I think Pittsburgh will eat them up, especially after a tough loss against Tampa at home. I think they're going to come out firing on all cylinders, and it takes a lot for me to say because I absolutely hate Pittsburgh, as you guys know. But I think Le'Veon will be a huge part of the game plan, and when they get up, I think they'll just feed him a lot. I think Bernard and Bell are both going to see a ton of carries, a ton of touches. So I'm hoping for pretty much guaranteed points out of the running backs there.
Yeah, I think I wanted to go with Bell and Antonio Brown against Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. They're both a little expensive, so since you save money on the quarterback, I think for sure that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. I did also go with Rashard Jennings, and I did not need Larry to tell me that, but I think, you know, it's a great matchup, and 7,200, I think it's a good deal for all the reasons Brendan said. And then the second one I went with, it was kind of a big name from last year, but hasn't really done much this year, is Zach Stacy.
Interesting.
He's playing at Philadelphia, who just played Frank Gore. I think they are susceptible. I don't know if Philadelphia is as good as that start. They have those comebacks. They let Jacksonville roll them for the first half there, and I'm not sure Philadelphia is as good as everyone thinks, and I think they are susceptible to run, and I think Zach Stacy is really only all of St. Louis's offense, so I went with him as my second running back.
Yeah.
I think there's a few weeks before we can really start to weed out who the good teams are and who the not-so-good teams are. I don't think we're really there yet.
Yeah, I mean, but I would say if you played a game right now where it was Philadelphia at New York Giants this weekend, who would you guys take?
Would I take straight up?
Uh-huh.
If I had to bet on the game, I would take Philly, but I wouldn't be confident in it, which I think is to your point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'd do the
especially
same.
Especially would, an individual game. Yeah.
I would feel pretty good about it.
About taking Philly?
Yeah. I think you're right, though. You said it. We were talking about the game last week. You said their defense looked like they were back to, like...
Do you think Atlanta's going to beat New York?
I wouldn't touch that game as a gambler.
Right, but do you think if you had a bet, which way would you go?
I guess I'm just down on New York, but they had a great They had a
last couple weeks.
If I had to bet on that game, I'd probably take Atlanta.
All right.
Me too.
Would you guys want to do a side bet?
No, I don't want to bet on that game. I just said that.
No. All
right. Not touching it.
I said I'm not touching it.
Wide receivers. Right. As far as wide receivers are concerned, the top three as far as points are pretty standard. Calvin Johnson, Antonio Brown, and AJ Green. When we look at value changes, it's kind of like the quarterback situation here. We got Kendall Wright, Marquise Colston, and then then Calvin Johnson pops back up. The one that I like this week is Antonio Brown. I don't think I really have to say too much about this. Like, he's going to go up against Jacksonville. Dude's been an animal. Mm-hmm. That was the first, like, when I decided, I think you texted this last week, Doug. You were like, remember when running backs used to matter in fantasy football?
Yeah.
Like, it's all about wide receivers. And I was like, look, if I'm going to get one, I want to get the best one. So I just got the one who I feel like is going to have the best game that I know I can rely on, and I went with Antonio Brown. I also like Marcus Wheaton this week, but I mean, if I'm choosing one of those guys, clearly I'm choosing Antonio Brown.
Well, but Wheaton's hurt too. I have to look at Wheaton, but he's injured right now. Not that he's not going to play. I just think he's a little hurt. I do have a theory on this running back thing. I think because the NFL's become so pass happy that the line practices protecting the quarterback so much more than they used to. You know, you used to have schemes. You used to do the toss and you'd cut block and all that stuff. And I just think they do run to set up the pass now. It's not like a game plan to just be dominant and running anymore. It's more just to show you can run so you can do some passing. And it just blows my mind that how much the game has changed.
Well, that kind of leads into my next pick, because one of the things that the Denver Broncos tried to do last week was control the clock. They try to steal San Diego's, or not last week, I guess.
Seattle, it was, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago, and they try to do the control the clock thing, and they're just not built for that.
Screw themselves. Like,
they're built to pass the ball,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's what they're going to do. And I think you're right. I mean, that's what a lot of teams are going to do. I went with Wes Welker this week. He's 6,900, and he's coming off of a bye. He's coming off of a loss in Seattle, but even in Seattle, he had 9 targets. I just think that the Broncos are going to get back to who they are, which is a passing team. Like, I get it. You want to try to run to set up the pass, but that shit did not fucking work. So I think Wes Welker gets probably 10 to 12 targets. I think that's going to translate into over 100 yards and one touchdown.
So I looked at Demarius, I looked at Sanders, I looked at Welker, and I looked at Thomas. And I just feel like there's so many options in Denver. We touched on this a little bit last year, but it's kind of a guessing game, especially for the money that they're going for. I think, like you just picked, Brendan, you went with Welker.
I would have gone with Sanders, who I think is...
But he's too expensive, right?
I went with Wes Welker because he's such a... He's my steal.
Yeah, he's exactly. So I looked at Welker, and it's like, all right, yeah, he's the cheapest one. But even with that being said, there's four main guys, right, that could catch a pass. And then there's, you know, your Jacob Tammy's, your Virgil Green's, or your weird, that guy was wide open kind of play because nobody covers him.
Right, I agree.
I just don't know who to go for right now for Denver.
And you're not talking about Ball, who catches it back, you know. But the thing is, the fact that he had in his first game back against Seattle, like, that's a game that they want to win. Like, they're game planning hard to win that game. Even so, when they started to say, fuck this, we're going to go back to the pass, they went to they targeted Wes Welker 9 times. I feel like Sanders produced the best. Demarius was, like, way off. I could see him having a big bounce back game, but Wes Welker was a huge part of that game plan. And now they've come off of bye week. I don't know why that would change.
I don't know that Welker's – I think you're right, Brendan, but I don't know that he's a huge part of the game plan. But I do think that for the first time in years, Wes Welker is now the third option, which means he's getting covered by
I was going to say, especially with Arizona. Their third, or it's a big drop-off from their top two.
So Patrick Peterson is probably going to hit up Demaryius Thomas.
Yep.
And then I don't...
Well,
I don't know who's going to cover Sanders, but...
Mathieu, probably.
Is he, yeah.
But, I mean, you know what the thing is about the Broncos? They still have Julius Thomas. Like, I don't... You know, I agree with you, Chris, 100%. Like, it's hard for me to even... I don't really even look at the Broncos because I think... There's just those four weapons, or they could get the running game going out of nowhere. I mean, I would maybe choose Manning if the matchup's right.
Right.
But I would not. It could be any of those four has a big game.
You know why it was easy last year is because, first of all, there were only three options because there wasn't a Welker and Sanders kind of thing. And
no, there
third
totally
option,
was. There totally
Decker.
Was. It was
no,
Decker.
Third, I'm going to finish. The third option was Decker. And Decker was so cheap that it was like, screw it, I'll take Decker.
Right.
Because the offense was putting up such numbers, and he was so cheap. And it was really three options instead of four. It was Demaryius, Decker, and Julius. Now it's Demaryius, Emmanuel, Wes, and Julius.
Yeah.
And I don't know who that go-to guy is yet for cheap money. I think it's a good pick. Brandon.
I do, too. I looked at Welker.
I
looked at Welker. I think he's going to get some good points.
Well, thanks for... telling me it's a shitty pick, but thank you.
Second place is awesome.
My last pick is another very, very cheap wide receiver, but I think, he's easily the number one option on this team. It's Brian Quick. He leads the Rams running backs in catches and yards.
He's a receiver, though.
What did I say?
Running back.
Oh, I'm going to edit that out. he's their number one option at receiver. I also think that Philly is going to score a ton, so St. Louis is going to have to air it out. And so when they do that, they air it out to the quickness, the king,
the quickness.
BK.
I like that pick.
Mm-hmm.
He's good value. What's he?
Yeah, 6,000? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like he's. There's no question that that's their number one target. And I also feel like in that game, they're going to have to throw. They're just going to be in catch-up mode.
Maybe.
Yeah, I agree.
Hines, catch-up mode. They're playing from behinds.
Chris, who you got?
I have T.Y. Hilton. He's at home in the dome, going against a Baltimore team who is not good against the pass. And... I feel like T.Y. Hilton, along with maybe, I don't know, 10 other guys are in that same tier, especially in terms of FanDuel value. So I try to look for the guys that have the best matchup and also guys that see a lot of targets, because with FanDuel's point system, it's PPR, and you can rack up points quickly.
Right?
Yeah, it's 0.5.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see... points out of a quick for guys that see a lot of targets and make a lot of catches. T.Y. Hilton right now is out targeting Reggie Wayne. At the same time, Reggie Wayne can still see a number one cornerback. So T.Y. Hilton has oftentimes the luxury of seeing a second best cornerback on a team. Again, Baltimore is not that great against the pass, and he sees a lot of targets. So I think he's a good play. He's a good value play, and he's a safe play.
I just want to say I love that pick. I just looked up his game log for 2014. He's got double digit targets in every game except for one, which is against Jacksonville. But he also has not scored a touchdown yet, which he's totally due for a touchdown. Like he's averaging like anywhere from 10 to 18 yards a game or 18 yards of reception. He's that's a great pick. I love that
real,
pick.
Real quick, who do you think's going to win that game?
Indy.
I think it's Baltimore is really good, too.
It's at Indianapolis.
Side bet.
Oh, now you want to do the side bet?
Yeah, on that one I will.
Yeah, I'll take Baltimore.
I will bet you
$200
100,000. Deal.
$200 Yep.
Doll hairs are actually worth money. You could sell them to a doll factory.
What movie is that? He goes, okay, give me the doll hairs.
Beat it. That was Tracy Morgan on whatever that show that
Team 30 Kid. Rock.
Yeah.
All right. Who's your next? T.Y. Hilton, I like that.
Brandon Cooks. I know he's a familiar name to FanDuel Manual podcast listeners, but I thought he was good value once again. He kind of stayed at a low value because he didn't. The whole Saints offense didn't do much last week against Dallas. But he's at home, and Brandon Cooks in the dome is seeing a lot of targets, and he's producing big time at home. Granted, the sample size is only two games, but producing a ton. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
He's playing against Tampa Bay.
Something. I'm remembering something.
Yeah, you are.
I'm remembering with Brandon Cooks. Chris, you and I both lost a bet last week.
I didn't bet that.
Yeah, you did. We'll check the tapes.
Yes, you did.
Remember you said you're going to cuddle a teddy bear or
you're
something.
You're going to kiss one of Chase's stuffed animals, and I have to hold up my cat like in a loving adornment and post that on my Facebook
page. Listen, I won't make you guys put it as your profile pic, but you guys do need to send it to me. I'll put it on our FanDuel Facebook page as a post.
I will take that. That's way better.
Yeah.
I got a lot of people who would be like, what is
it? It wasn't like any great win. It was like 7 points to 5 points.
It was weak.
Yeah. Freaking Dallas defense. Unstoppable.
Yeah. All right. What else you got?
Well, let me just point out really quick. We're also at the point of the season where, I don't know about you two, but sometimes I'm tempted to not pick a guy that I've already picked or that we've mentioned a ton because you want to pick other guys and give our listeners a lot of variety. But at the end of the day, you have to go with the guys that you like.
So, yeah, I agree. I mean, I went last year. I think I chose Matt Forte for like 8 games in a row, and I rode it. Then that's when I was winning all those games. So if someone's hot and they're, you know.
So what are you doing with Ahmad Bradshaw?
Yeah, you shouldn't. Well, that's a whole different strategy. But
Antonio Brown.
Hey, McGloin's back, Brendan. You want to do McGloin?
McGloin.
Yeah, remember you chose him 1 week.
Hello, McGloin.
Who's your third, Chris?
My third is Antonio Brown.
Oh,
God, I wish I could get Antonio Brown. I had no funds left.
Enough said.
You got Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown?
Yes, I did.
I wanted to choose both those guys, too.
I had to invest.
Can I borrow some money?
Yeah. I have 800 left over again.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
I have $28,000 left.
I also chose Cooks. Even though I won the bet by not choosing Cooks last week, I think I like that he is on deeper routes. He has way more play potential than Colston. Colston only catches those inside routes, and he usually fumbles as soon as he catches it.
Colston is so boring.
He is, man.
Colston is the worst. He was great when he was listed as a tight end.
Actually, just go play for the Raiders.
So I'm going with Cooks. I think that's 6,400. I think they're going to be big time at home. They're a little desperate. The place is going to be going crazy. Tampa Bay is not good at all, really. They gave up huge plays to Antonio Brown last week. Then I went with Keenan Allen. I know he hasn't caught any touchdowns.
He's due.
But he's each week he's getting better and better, and Rivers is looking for him more and more. He had a ton of catches last week. New York Jets secondary is beat up. It's in San Diego. I think that's going to be a good one. And then the last one is Percy Harvin, which looking at his picture right now, he looks a little fat in this picture. So I'm a little nervous about that. But I know he's really fast. But I'm hoping there's going to be some Wilson to Harvin connections against a not a great Washington defense.
Trying to double up.
Harvin is one of the, like, if your team is playing Seattle, Harvin is so scary. Like, he lines up everywhere. He gets those handoffs. He gets those reverse. He gets those short passes that he turns into big plays. Like,
he's that's the bad part, though. He's beefed up because now he's on the offensive line.
edit this one out. Anyway, Antonio Brown. No, so I have Harvin, Keenan Allen, and Cooks.
All right. So in terms of tight ends, hold on a second.
Jessica Alba.
What do you mean in terms of?
In terms of highest projected point scores in tight ends.
There's two kinds.
In terms of my weekend, I hope to have fun.
In terms of the tight ends, it's going to go Jimmy Graham, Julius Thomas, and Rob Gronkowski. In terms of value...
How much is Gronkowski ends, still?
Like Gronk? 78.
76. For value, it goes Graham, Olsen, and then Gates. Barnteles Bennett is number 4 on both those lists. Like up against Carolina at 24. Chris, who do you got?
I went Austin Seferian Jenkins.
Excuse
Tampa
me.
Bay.
No, I'm not saying
NFL.
Who your favorite NFL. French actor is. We're talking about the NFL.
Yeah. So I went with this guy. Don't give me shit for that. Remember Larry Donnell? How'd that work out?
Remember how Cody Parker did in his first
Parkey?
Two games?
Hey, really well, didn't he?
Parkey.
So, Seferian Jenkins is a rookie. He has a pretty good rapport with Mike Glennon. Also, Mike Evans is out hurt.
Is he really?
Yes, he is.
You say he has a good relationship with Mike Glennon?
Vincent Jackson just moved up my ranks.
So, yeah, I would agree with that. Jackson should move up, and Seferian Jenkins should move up. He also had 7 targets last week. And he's playing against a team where the Bucks are going to have to pass a lot. So he's
what is
also
his full name?
Austin Seferian Jenkins. He's a rookie from Washington.
That sounds like one of those Key and Peele skits.
It does.
Austin Seferian Jenkins.
You got to say something else. You can't just say the name crazy.
The U.
All right. Well, that works.
He's
Leslie
he's,
Elementary. Go ahead, Chris. Sorry about this.
Tell us about this, Jenkins. Tell us when he came
in the league and stuff.
Also, what sort of like relationship does he have with Glennon?
I think it's complicated.
It's complicated.
In that sense.
Chris, it's getting late in the podcast. We're getting a little loosey goosey.
So, no, Seferian Jenkins is he's an athlete. He's a second-round pick. They think a lot of him. They're going to unleash him this week, I think, against the Saints. And like Doug said earlier, they're going to have to pass to keep him with New Orleans, probably. So this guy should be good. He's good value. He's $4,500, guys. You can't get cheaper
really?
Than that.
Holy shit.
Yep.
There's got to be a reason for that. I went with so you guys were right about Kendall Wright, or Kendall Wrong, as Chris puts it. That guy sucks. but who has been very consistent all throughout the year is Delanie Walker. He's playing Cleveland, who have good cornerbacks. So I think he's going to be forced to throw it to his tight end a lot. And I went with Delanie Walker. I think that's going to be a very solid pick.
All right, I like that. I'm gonna do something, guys, that's never been done before. And I'm
going to win.
I'm gonna let you guys choose my tight end. I'm gonna give you two players.
I'm gonna give you two players.
Right, you can. I want you to choose the one you think is gonna do worse.
Okay.
And I'll put that person in.
All right. All right. Let's go.
So, I can choose. I have a $6,000 cap, and I'm gonna give you two names.
Sebastian Jenkins.
Nope. So, Heath Miller is going up against the Jags, who's the third worst against tight ends. Miller has been on fire. He's gotten, I think he's...
Fire.
Well, he's gotten...
He had 10 catches last week.
He had 11 targets on 10 catches last week. And he's going up against the Jags. My other tight end is Zach Ertz, who's going up against kind of a soft St. Louis D against tight ends.
Hey, if you're Zach Ertz, you better ice it.
Yeah. What's the other one? What's the other part of that? Eifert?
What was it?
Cause...
Oh, when Eifert, my Zach Ertz.
Brother.
Well, just cracks himself up every time on that.
You have to go with Zach Ertz.
Okay.
I don't have to do that.
Well,
you don't have to do that. I would go with Heath Miller, personally.
No, that's what I'm saying. You guys get to pick.
Chris, who would you go with?
If I threw Greg Olsen in the mix, what would you guys say? No, you have to choose. You guys choose between Heath Miller and Zach Ertz, and obviously you want to choose the person you think is going to do worse.
We get it. Ertz, you're playing him.
Good, because that's who I already had in.
Okay.
All right, gentlemen. I like that. I like that.
Futile.
You're not going to win again, Brennan.
Well, he's
going to do it. Well, we have let's do kickers and defenses and then go over them, and we'll see if Brennan has a chance.
Okay.
I do. All right, so do you guys want me to even do the thing where it's like what kickers are rated?
No, just let's do our things.
Okay. No. Yeah, go ahead.
I have Graham, Tampa Bay, New Orleans, indoors, 4,500. And then I have the Detroit Lions defense. I think the Lions are a solid team. It's another one of those ones that they're playing a totally different style this year than what they played last year, where they're not scoring a ton, but they are really holding the other teams down and just winning like you should in football. So I think Buffalo going into Detroit,
new quarterback.
I do like
that. Yeah,
I think there's going to be some mistakes and some turnovers, and Detroit's kind of rolling right now for 4,800, pretty good deal.
I went with Josh Scobie, the Jacksonville kicker. I feel like if they have any shot at scoring points, it's going to be from Josh Scobie. And then I also decided to go kind of the same reason I went with Russell Wilson, who I think is going to demolish Washington. I went with Seahawks D. I had enough cash left over to say, let me just go with one of those defenses that's really dominant against a team that is probably going to be playing from behind. And it's not one of those teams that if you're playing from behind, you can air it up. Plus, Pete Carroll's not the type of guy who goes into a prevent. Like, he's going to attack. And I feel like just go with a good D against a shitty team.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that
one. I went with Cody Parkey for a kicker.
Hardcore Parkey.
Home game. Philly needs to win this one. Pretty pissed off after last week. Not a lot of talking points there, but they're going to put up some points. He's still pretty good value. And I, too, went with Lions D for the reasons that Doug said.
Mm-hmm. All right, gentlemen, let's recap it.
Hold on. Let me get a pen so I can put it on the website.
Or you can just go to the end of our podcast.
You can go to the end of the podcast.
Hold on.
Sounds like he's still going with pen.
All right. Brendan, who you got? Whoa, hold on.
Listeners, Doug just filled his rum and coke.
Thank you for your patience during this. We really appreciate you.
Doug's for sure spilled his Captain Morgan's and...
No, it's still intact. All right.
Good.
B, right. Hit me.
All right, Russell Wilson is my QB. I got Rashad Jennings, Ahmad Bradshaw, Antonio Brown, Wes Welker, Brian Quick, and then Zach Ertz, Josh Scobie, and Seahawks. I feel like this is not what the listeners want to hear, is me like slowly telling my team so you can write it down by hand.
What? Was that slow? Give me a fucking break.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Very efficient.
I mean, I don't think they want to hear about Bradshaw or Ertz, but...
It's really entertaining.
It's not the timing thing. It's not the timing thing. It's more about your picks.
Do you think, Chris, you're up. Running backs Rashad and Ahmad, if they were traveling on a plane together, they would get, like, stopped by the TSA?
No.
No. maybe Ahmad or a Shandu.
Okay.
Chris, who you got?
Glennon at quarterback.
Uh-huh.
Gio Bernard. Le'Veon Bell. T.Y. Hilton. Antonio Brown. Brandon Cooks. Austin Safarian Jenkins.
I don't know if he's going to be in the system.
Just call him ASJ, bro. Cody Parkey and Lions.
You know, I accidentally stepped on a rusty nail when I was younger, and I got ASJ.
All right. My team is Russell Wilson, Rashard Jennings, Zach Stacy, Percy Harvin, Keenan Allen, Brandon Cooks, Delanie Walker, Graham, and the Lions D.
Mm. Who do you guys think has the best team out of the three of us?
You do.
Me. Mm. I just wish I could have afforded Antonio Brown. I'm very nervous he's going to go bonkers this week.
You know what?
I think
actually,
Brendan has the best team.
Yeah. Oh,
God, the curse of death.
Brendan probably has won it already.
I will tell you, I think there's something that Doug's team and my wife have in common.
What?
They both have great tight ends and don't score a lot of fantasy points.
The second point. The second part is weird.
Oh, yeah. Fantasy football points.
Oh, normal.
How about this? How about this? They both have great tight ends, and neither of them clean the dishes in my house.
It's getting worse.
How about
great tight ends?
That's all. That's all I got.
Alright. So, are you guys going to send those pictures for the bet?
Yeah, I'll send you
pictures right now.
You can put it up for the Sunday before the Sunday 1 o'clock games, but you have to take it down at the 1 o'clock games. I guess you don't have to take it down.
Well, it'll just like fall in line. It's not gonna be our profile picture or anything. It's just
I was gonna say yeah. As long as it's not my profile picture, then it's fine.
Yep.
So check that out. The Facebook FanDuel Manual Facebook page at FanDuel Manual on Twitter. You can hit us up through the FanDuelManual.com. I don't know, gentlemen, any closing remarks you want to leave the listeners with?
No. Let's just try and get as many Facebook friends. So make sure if you're winning money and you're getting good advice that you're spreading the word on Facebook. And also check out the website. I'm going to try and work on the spreadsheet tomorrow. And so hopefully we'll have that up and ready to roll.
Nice, man.
Chris?
No, I'm good.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Have a great week. Week 5.
See
you
next week.
Yo.
See you guys.
Thanks, guys. Good luck this week.
It's Marky Mark here. This is the FanDuel Manual. When I was in third grade, I thought football was lame. Until I saw Elway throw a long bomb on Sunday. Then it really grew on me, started playing fantasy. Realized Adam Schefter was the man of my dreams. Some X's and O's, that's what we are slinging. Football knowledge is what we are bringing. Rodgers at quarterback, the Niners on D. McCoy is your tailback and Gronk at TE. Make sure you check your matchups, those can get tricky. Start any wideout playing Oakland or Philly. Now sit back, relax, focus and listen. The FanDuel Manual, three men on a mission, yeah.